News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, I know the general belief would be that if the weather looks potentially good, don't look at it closely in case it goes away. But we're going to run the risk because it looks like we could be in for a cracking week. Alan O'Reilly is with us from Carlow Weather. Now, Alan, in this instance, both I personally and the station generally have a dog in this fight because we're doing the summer tour this week. Shows are heading all the way around the country. On Friday, I am going to be sitting on top of the Silver Line Cruiser in Banagher in on the Shannon. Is the sun going to be splitting the rocks?
It is up until Thursday.
God damn it, Alan.
Now, the good news is that it might just cling on for Friday, but there is a risk of showers returning, especially on Friday. So that's you're going to have to keep a close eye on that one, Anton, to plan your outfit.
I used to like you, Alan. Well, come here, give us then the good news between now and Thursday.
Well, we have some very warm air moving up over us. Temperatures even today will get up to 26, maybe 27 degrees in some parts of the south. We do actually have a little bit of rain in the northwest this morning, and there will be some patchy drizzle in parts of the west. But the sunshine will break through this afternoon and more sunny spells will develop. And then a lot of sunshine tomorrow, Tuesday, and temperatures could get up to 29, maybe even 30 degrees. And Wednesday then, we might see a little bit of cloud to start off, but really burning off pretty quickly. And we could see 31. And I think Thursday then is likely to be the peak in the temperatures with 32 degrees possible, possibly touching close to 33 degrees in a few spots locally. So, you know, a lot of warm sunshine really from today, that's afternoon, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And as I say, temperatures getting up to maybe 32 or maybe even touching 33 degrees.
And that'll be somewhere in the Midlands, will it?
It'll probably be, yes, it will be. Really away from the coast, though, it's going to be warm right across the country. And it's going to feel warm as well, Anton, because the dew point, the humidity is going to be pretty high. The dew point is going to be unusually high, which will make it feel a lot warmer because it makes it harder for your body to keep itself cool. And also going to have some warm nights. Wednesday night, it may not drop below 18 or 19 degrees in a few spots. So it is going to be a few hot days ahead for sure.
Although it has to be said, we will be in the halfpenny place compared to what is happening across Europe.
Yes, indeed. France hit 42 degrees yesterday and, you know, it has been exceptionally hot in parts of Spain as well. Now, France is probably the biggest story, I think, because it's going to stay above 40 degrees there in many parts right across the week, even into the weekend. That heat dome is really sitting right over France. So quite intense heat there. There has been more red warnings issued for parts of France and parts of Germany today and some parts of northern Spain as well. But there is a possibility of 44 degrees being hit in parts of France.
So to bring it back to me to conclude then, Alan, on Friday morning when I'm sitting on this cruiser, am I going to be under an umbrella?
There is a chance of showers, but you know what? They're going to be very localised and you may well see very little. Now, there is a risk of thunderstorms developing as well, Anton, so you'll have to keep a close eye on that. Most likely in the northwest, that risk of thunderstorms, but it is going to be a tricky one to forecast the breakdown. But temperatures will start to drop back from Friday and they'll drop back pretty quickly for the weekend and there is likely to be showers. So if, like me, you don't like the heat, we just have to get through the next few days and we'll be back to normal.
Alan, thanks very much. Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather, and we're going to be heading over to France in the next hour or so to see how are they they're coping with those temperatures north of 40 degrees.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.